USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was cheered as he entered to deliver the State of the Union address. He said, "Our border security, military, and economy are better than ever."
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
After nearly 6 months since the inquiry was launched by House Democrats, the impeachment case will be closed with a Senate vote, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There's unlikely to be any suspense leading up to the vote, as all Republicans are expected to vote to acquit President Trump on both of the articles. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's how he's voting.
I urge every one of our colleagues to cast a vote. The facts, the evidence, the Constitution, and the common good clearly require vote to acquit the president.
His Democratic counterpart, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are ignoring the truth.
The charges are extremely serious. To interfere in an election, to blackmail a foreign country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China is protesting international efforts to block its citizens from travel due to the coronavirus outbreak. U.S. citizens returning from China can now expect to be quarantined for about 2 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Pete Buttigieg held a narrow lead over Senator Bernie Sanders in the early returns announced Tuesday in the Iowa caucuses. With about two-thirds of the precincts reporting, the former South Bend, Indiana mayor received 26.9% of the state's delegates, while Sanders had 25.1%. Senator Elizabeth Warren had 18.3%, and former Vice President Joe Biden had 15.6%. Senator Amy Klobuchar came in fifth and had 12.6%. The results of the Iowa caucuses were delayed by nearly a full day. Kansas City Chiefs are still celebrating their big Super Bowl win last Sunday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are back in Kansas City preparing for a parade on Wednesday. But Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback and MVP, stayed in Florida, where he was honored during a parade at Walt Disney World. Mahomes talks to ABC's Good Morning America about a tweet he sent years ago, talking about how amazing it would be to win the Super Bowl and then go to Disney World.
I couldn't even imagine how it feels to be here. I mean, I thought I could when I would have sent the tweet out, but to be here with all Chiefs Kingdom behind me and be a Super Bowl champion, it's amazing.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.